Now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch, Chris Fitzsimon.
During last week's House budget debate, Representative Paul Luebke had an interesting idea. Replace most of the $100 million in new fees on low-income and middle-class people with a tax on millionaires. Representative Jonathan Rhine responded that raising income taxes on the super wealthy will simply cause them to move to other states and cost North Carolina jobs, and Luebke's idea was defeated. That's too bad, because Rhine was wrong. The folks at the North Carolina Budget and Tax Center point out that a new study by researchers at Stanford and Princeton analyzed migration patterns by wealthy households before and after New Jersey implemented a millionaire's tax in 2004. Millionaires left that state at the same rate as those earning between $200,000 and $500,000, whose taxes were not raised. The study concluded that the impact of the higher taxes on the very wealthy was close to zero. But this General Assembly doesn't seem to care. They'd rather not let the facts get in the way of protecting the wealthy, even when it means cutting education and human services for the rest of us. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.